MTG Entertainment Studios. A disclaimer appears. In a courtroom, Stan takes the stand.
Please state your name for the record.
Stan Marsh.
And, Mr. Marsh, you were involved in the streaming wars, is that correct?
We made stuff for streaming services, yes.
And how do you know the defendant in this case?
She's the mother of my acquaintance.
When you made your deals for streaming services, you sort of leveraged them against each other, didn't you?
With Tolkien.
That is correct.
And now the streaming bubble has burst, and your own father is in hiding, isn't that correct?
My dad is missing, that is correct.
What exactly was your job in making these little popsicle stick boats for streaming services?
With Butters.
My job was to eat the popsicles.
And the people who paid you didn't care what you made?
Well, if you look at it, only about a fourth of what's on most streaming services is really worth a shit, so, sorry.
Do you know what an exclusive deal is?
With Kyle.
Yes, I know what an exclusive deal is.
So if you make an exclusive deal with a streaming service, you can't make an exclusive deal with another streaming service, can you?
It's not our fault that the streaming wars happened.
So then why not just give back the money?
We can't!
Why not?
Because the money is all in Cartman's fucking tits!
He points to Cartman, who sits at the defense table. Mrs. Cartman takes the stand.
Ms. Cartman, you and your son live in a hot dog, is that correct?
Yes, Eric, you know that's correct.
And your son wanted you to get fake tits so that the rich guy across the street would let you live with him, but you refused, is that right?
That's right.
So when I said, if you don't get fake tits, I will, you just told me to go ahead.
Yes, because I'm sick of you doing extreme things to get your way.
So you refused, even though tons of women get fake breasts all the time. Your Honor, I'd like to introduce Exhibit D, tons of women with fake tits.
Several women with breast implants sit in the gallery.
Tom, I'm standing outside the courthouse where the judge has just thrown out the Cartman versus Cartman case. The judge said, quote, "You're all a bunch of shitheads. Get out of my courtroom." Just proof once again, Tom, that streaming services have made everything suck.
The sun shines over a mountain range. A descending view lands on South Park. The landscape appears devoid of plant life. A sign reads, "Warning, severe drought." In her car, Mrs. Cartman drives. She wears an angry expression as Cartman rides shotgun. He stares out his window as they travel past houses with dead lawns. They pass a farm where cow carcasses decay in a barren field. Cartman glances at his mother as they pass City Hall and the shutdown aquatic center with an empty pool. Sparse patches of grass dot an empty playground.
Okay, Mom, well, I hope you learned your lesson. So maybe now, will you get fake tits so I can get these stupid things out?
No, Eric, no!
He looks out the window as they pass a Wendy's.
Can I get a Frosty?
Cartman's mother keeps driving, and he frowns. The view of Cartman shrinks, becoming one of many clips over a black background. A title appears, South Park. The Streaming Wars, Part 2. Paramount Plus Original. The clips twinkle, then begin to disappear as the view pushes in on one. In a park, children play in dirt and patchy grass. Someone sleeps on a bench with a magazine over their face. As a mother and child approach, the person removes the magazine from their face, revealing Randy in tattered clothes.
Oh, shit, it's Karen!
What?
Come on, go, kids, go!
Randy looks down at his bare feet, torn pants, and bloody knuckles.
What happened?
Someone films on their phone.
Wow, it's the real thing!
We gotta go!
There, you see, Karen is right there!
Okay, everyone back, just stay back!
All right, Karen. We don't want any trouble.
Huh?
It doesn't have to be like this, Karen. Let us get you some help.
Can someone please tell me what's going on? Is there like a manager I could speak to?
A tranquilizer dart hits his neck. He falls on the bench.
Karen's clear.
Move in!
Police surround Randy. In a hospital room, Randy finds himself chained to his bed. He looks at his wristband, which reads Karen Marsh.
Just relax. I need to know what you remember, Karen.
I started a streaming service to compete with the weed farm across the street, and some guy died.
That's right. Do you know where the owner of Credigree Weed is now?
No.
Streaming wars got out of hand. Your rival here somehow got Man Bear Pig to work for him and murder the competition. You went down to the Colorado State Water Commission's office. You asked to speak with the manager. And then you went full nuclear Karen.
Full nuclear Karen?
Detective Harris plays a video.
You went ballistic on everybody.
Okay.
Call
Grace.
The cops, goddammit, if you don't like me over here. Fucking call them.
Okay. Karen.
Motherfucker! Go back to Mexico!
I said, excuse me.
Go back, wherever you're from.
You traveled all over the state and demanded to see everyone's managers.
Oh, God.
Outside the state office in Denver, you caused a 20-car pileup. Five people were severely injured. And then you attacked the airport.
I want the manager of the fucking airport here! Fuck the elevator, injection! I want the manager of the airport here!
And then the same thing happened in Madrid.
Who is the manager of this fucking shithole?
In Bangladesh and in the mountains of Tibet. And I'm sorry, Karen, but I'm afraid all of this has become the most watched videos on YouTube.
No.
At Tegrity Weed Farm, dead and dying weed plants wilt on the lawn. In his car, Harris drives Randy onto the property. In his hospital gown, Randy gets out of the car. Harris drives off. He faces the farmhouse, exposing his butt through the back of his gown. He scans the wilted weed plants across the landscape. A dried marijuana leaf drops to the ground. Randy lowers his head, then walks to the front door. Sharon opens the door, frowning. He lingers beside her in the doorway. She avoids his gaze, and he goes inside. In his hot dog house, Cartman looks out the window. Looking forlorn, he looks at the abandoned Cussler house. Spray paint and broken windows mar the unfinished home. A sign out front reads, "Warning, condemned." Green spray paint covers the for sale sign. Tolkien wanders behind the house. Cartman raises his brow. He walks across the street to Tolkien.
Tolkien, what are you doing here?
I'm looking for something, all right?
Looking for what?
Anything. I don't know. People are saying that my dad caused all this, that he's hiding because he knows he's guilty. I know that's not true.
What does that have to do with the rich guy who lived here moving away?
The guy who lived here didn't move away. He was killed.
Cartman's mouth falls open.
What?
I know that my dad wouldn't just run and hide. What if he needs me right now?
Tolkien, I wanted the guy who lived here to be my dad. Who would have killed him?
Cartman's gaze darts back and forth. Then he turns toward his hot dog house. Mrs. Cartman stands in the doorway. He gapes at her. At home, Butters eats. His parents glare at him with crossed arms.
Okay, I'm done.
All right, then put your plate in the sink and march right on upstairs. Maybe the next time you decide to pit streaming services against each other and cause a drought, you'll think twice. I want no playing, no reading, and no thinking about fun stuff. You are being grounded.
It was not my fault streaming services pay people more than was sustainable in any business model.
Butters.
Shh,
Butters, stop.
Eric, you can't be in here. I'm grounded.
We've been set up, Butters.
What?
The whole streaming wars. The whole thing was a lie.
Eric, is that a real gun?
Fuck yes, it's a real gun. Butters, listen to me. Someone bought up all the water and murdered anyone who got in their way.
No.
Yes, Butters. Someone worked with the Colorado Water Commissioner and cheated the system. The same person who is now using climate change to make a profit.
Who?
It didn't make sense to me. Why my mom was being so stubborn. Why she wouldn't do what I asked. But then I saw Tolkien across the street, and I figured it out. Tolkien is fucking my man.
Tolkien?
I wanted my mom to get fake tits so she could marry the rich guy across the street. Now that guy's dead and my mom's acting strange. The only explanation is that she's fucking Tolkien and they don't want me to know.
But Eric, Tolkien was making the boats with us.
Butters. My eyes are up here. Stop staring at my tits.
Oh, sorry.
There's a bad guy out there getting away with murder, Butters. And we have to catch him.
In a golden-domed Colorado government building with pee-pee.
Good people of Denver, we are living through a horrible time. This drought, it affected everybody. It affected me, my water park. But I have a plan to not only reopen my water park, but also help all of Colorado with their water supply problem. So if you don't mind, I'd like to show you my deck.
Our presentation slide reads, Business Proposal Deck.
This is a business proposal deck for the PP streaming service. In just a few days, I will reopen my water park, which will now run on 100% pee. And then we can collect half of the pee every day and send it out to the people of Denver and all over Colorado for their daily use.
I'm sorry, Mr. Pee-Pee, but I really don't think we'll be able to get people to invest in your streaming service.
No, it's okay. Because I got the biggest celebrities who made a Comanche for crypto to make the Comanche for me.
Matt Damon approaches on a desolate landscape.
We are living in a severe drought. There simply isn't a choice anymore. We have to find alternate sources for water. Hi, I'm Matt Damon. You've heard me talk about the wonders of cryptocurrency, and now there's a company who can give us that new source. Pee-pee water. Pee can be used for almost anything. We can water our lawns with it. We can also use urine for our shower water. Fortune favors the brave, and a brave person knows that pasta cooked in pee water tastes just fine.
He moves a forkful of pasta toward his mouth.
Okay, hold on. Fortune favors the brave.
He eats it.
Did you know frozen pee can make for a delicious summer treat? Okay. Fortune favors the brave. And pee water actually pairs really well with an impossible burger.
He goes to eat the burger. Without biting into it, he lifts the pee water to his mouth. He bites into the burger, then sips the pee water.
Matt Damon is in. Are you in?
Go pee with PP Plus.
At home, Stan enters Randy's room.
Hi, I'm Matt Damon. You've heard me talk about the wonder.
Facing away from Stan, Randy sits on the edge of his bed. He stares at his phone.
PP water.
Okay.
Pee can be used for almost.
What have I become, Stan? How did I just sit by and let the world sink to this?
In a commercial, Matt Damon dips his toothbrush in pee water. Randy sets down his phone.
I used to be a scientist. Do you remember that? I was the one who warned the town about a volcano. I warned them about the day after tomorrow. And then it all became about weed. When did that happen, Stan?
I guess we all just got greedy, Dad.
I wanted to be a scientist because scientists solve problems. Do you even know what kind of geologist I was, Stan?
No.
I was a fluvial geomorphologist, someone who studies the changes in streams and rivers. And when the town needed me most, I was just out bitching because all I cared about was getting high and rich. I can't even remember the old me.
In the living room, Randy flips through a photo album documenting his time as a scientist.
There was a boy I used to know, with dreams as big as the fire in his heart. He grew to be a man of such goodwill.
He watches moments from his past on television.
Always so smart.
In the barn, Randy carries a trash bag to containers of weed.
Somewhere along
he lifts a container labeled Streaming Wars Special. He throws it away. He puts the rest of the containers into his trash bag.
Oh, we missed you, Randy.
In a greenhouse, he gathers growing marijuana plants into the bag. He tosses the full garbage bag into a dumpster.
Since we've seen our old friend, everyone needs you, Randy.
He removes his tattered clothes, then opens his closet. He puts on his usual outfit. Outside, he kneels beside a small stream and gathers water in a test tube. In his lab, Randy makes notes and studies graphs on a computer. He enters the USGS and strides through the bullpen. He finds a worker seated at his desk. The worker clears his things away. Randy sits at his desk and starts typing. His co-workers gape at him. He drives a cart up a hill and parks outside a locked gate. A sign on the gate reads, U.S. Geological Survey, employees only. He heads through the gate and approaches a small building with several satellites and antenna on the roof. At home, Randy's family gawks at him. He does calculations and reads books while they eat. Catching them staring, he smiles. His family smiles back. In Tolkien's bathroom.
All right, I've got eyes on him. Looks like he's in the basement bathroom.
Well, I didn't even know Tolkien had a basement bathroom.
Yeah, neither did I. Sneaky bastard. Seems like he's looking for something. But nope, he's turning back around. He's pulling down his pants. Oh, I think he's gonna take a shit. Markdown 835 started taking shit.
Tolkien sits on the toilet. He looks around and spots Cartman and Butters watching him through the window.
What the fuck are you doing?
No, shit. Go.
Tolkien steps outside and zips his fly.
Hello? Where are you? Eric, I can see you.
There's no way he can see you. Just stay still.
I see you behind the fucking tree.
Don't come another step closer or I shoot Butters.
What?
Let's go. Move.
Gun drawn, Cartman and Butters approach.
Do you want to tell me what's going on, Tolkien?
I have no idea.
Sure. We're all supposed to believe that streaming services were all our fault. I remember that day at SKU, Tolkien. You were the one who said I should build the boats.
Because I felt bad for you.
You felt bad for me. Or maybe is it that you wanted the draft at Butters? Will you please stop staring at my tits?
I'm sorry.
We've been doing research, Tolkien. Somebody manipulated the system. All the water rights, water laws. There's a big chain of corruption, and the whole thing stinks like your wiener after fucking my mom.
Eric, I swear I have no clue what you're talking about.
Then read it.
Cartman tosses a file to Tolkien.
Read about how none of the streaming services had any chance of lasting, but paid out thousands of dollars anyway. Read about how the Water Commissioner of Colorado knew about it the entire time.
Eric, where did you get this?
Tolkien, my eyes are up here. Please stop staring at my titties.
I am staring you dead in the eye. Where did you get this?
Gwyneth Paltrow sits at a table.
Hi, I'm Gwyneth Paltrow. I got women everywhere excited about investing in crypto, and now there's something even better to invest in.
A stream of pee fills her ornate teacup.
Fortune favors the brave. Fortune favors the brave.
Gwyneth Paltrow is in. Are you in?
Go pee with PP Plus.
A crowd gathers outside the state capitol.
My fellow Coloradans, today we will try to put an end to the drought that has crippled our state. It's my pleasure to announce that the city of Denver will be investing heavily in the PP streaming service. And we encourage you all to go pee.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Denver. It is my honor to give you all of the pee that I can. And so, as of today, we are all going to live in hate.
Randy rushes through the crowd.
Gordon!
Who is that?
Excuse me, please. I have to get to the front. I'm sorry. Sorry, everyone. Please, I have an announcement.
Everyone, my name is Dr. Randy Marsh. And I am a scientist! The damage that has been done to our fresh water due to the streaming wars is irreversible, yes. But I believe I have a plan. And if you don't mind, I'd like to show my deck to each and every one of you.
Whip it out, bro!
The jumbo screen shows a proposal deck presentation.
The answer is an ocean water desalinization plant. When all of you hear about droughts in our country, don't you ever think, wait, the Earth is 75% water. What the fuck? How can we not have enough water, right? The only thing stopping us from not being able to use seawater for our daily use is the salt. I have a plan pipe the water from the oceans up to the Continental Divide. From there, we separate the salt from the water, giving our entire country enough clean water forever. And we ship the salt off to Arby's and KFC where it belongs.
Dr. Marsh, you have all the funding you need. Randy Marsh has the batter deck!
PP joins the applause. He glares at Randy. At the water park, a sign reads, PP's Urine World. Inside, at an employee meeting.
Ever since I can remember, I've wanted two things. My own water park, and to only have to pay for one streaming service. And what I didn't know was that my own employees would try to fuck me and the fucking ruin of my life. Who is this guy talking about a desalinization plant? How did we miss him?
He's just some scientist. He came out of nowhere.
I asked you to take care of anybody who might get in my way.
I just want to be a lifeguard.
I just want to be a lifeguard. You just want to fuck a pee-pee. You're all a bunch of stinky poopy babies. All of you. You little pussy bitches. Oh, you don't like that, huh? I told you, kill anyone in the mountains who could be a problem. You a little man bear bitch, that's what you are. But you want to fuck with a pee-pee, huh? Don't forget what I have on you. Sit down, man bear bitch.
Man bear pig sits.
I want that desalinization plant gone, and I want the scientists dead. There can only be one streaming service, and it's going to be a pee-pee blaster.
Outside the Park County Police Station, a lizard steps into view. In his office, Harris paces. He pours himself a drink.
It was 8:15 on Thursday night. The people were all excited about the possibility of a new desalinization plant. But I had a lingering uneasiness in my gut. And then just like that, in walked the nicest pair of knockers I'd ever seen in my life.
Cartman enters with Butters and Tolkien.
Detective, we need to talk to you.
Ah, fuck, not you again. Get out of here, kid. I'm not gonna arrest your mom.
You might think differently when you hear what we have to say. Go ahead, Tolkien.
Sir, we think the person who killed Robert Cussler actually had a bigger plan. To make the drought happen.
Your father killed Robert Cussler, and what makes you think he had a bigger plan? Wait a minute. Did he tell you his business plan? Did he show you his deck?
No.
My Uncle Larry showed me his deck once.
My dad isn't capable of killing anyone.
Well, I'm sure that's true, and that's why your father had Man Bear Pig do it for him. You see, your dad used Man Bear Pig to get rid of the competition in the streaming wars.
Butters eyes Cartman's boobs.
And Man Bear Pig will just go right on doing whatever Token's father says, because he's afraid.
Man Bear Pig is afraid? Of what?
Afraid for the safety of its wife and child. Not many people know about Pig Bear Girl and Chuck Chuck, but your father must have threatened Man Bear Pig that he would tell people they exist. And if everyone knew that climate change had a child, they'd go after it.
Harris stares off.
Okay, whatever, but you have no proof that it was my dad who did anything.
Don't I? I happen to know for a fact that while the rest of the state is suffering, your dad has been out living it up. Surveillance camera caught him enjoying his time at a water park.
In a photo, Steve Black travels down a water slide, fully clothed and splattered with blood.
The water park.
In an office.
Hello, I'm Larry David. When I made my Super Bowl commercial for crypto, I didn't even really know what it was. But thanks to the money I made, I now can enjoy my favorite beverage every day.
A stream of pee moves across his desk and into his mouth.
Larry David's in. Are you in?
Go pee with PP Plus.
Steve startles awake on a pile of hay. Cuts, scrapes, and bruises mark his face. A bandage of leaves encircles his torso. He looks around to find himself in a cave. Light shines from above.
Hello? Where the fuck am I?
He grimaces as he climbs up the stone wall toward the light. He emerges into a cavernous space.
Hello?
A waterfall of urine fills a pool from above. He heads toward it.
Well, I don't know, but it needs to be a
Steve pit, hides behind
okay?
metal barrels.
Maybe we have some kind of a intruder out of doing the sabotage, you know?
We looked everywhere, sir. We didn't find anything.
Well, look harder, you stupid fucker. Something's going on down here.
Steve watches Pee-Pee and his henchmen cross a bridge above the waterfall. A creature scurries away. As Steve stares after it, a larger creature approaches him from behind.
Who are you? Did you bandage me up?
Chuck-Chuck!
He gapes at Chuck-Chuck.
Come on, something's happened to the outtake valves again.
A team of construction workers busy themselves outside the antenna and satellite-laden USGS building. Randy approaches.
Okay, that's great, guys. Keep the pipe on the downward slope.
How's it all going?
Oh, thanks, honey. It's good, fast. I think we can have this thing up and running for tests in a week.
That's amazing.
You're not so bad yourself, babe.
Sharon smiles at him.
Oh, and hey, Sharon. Sorry about the whole weed thing.
It's okay, Randy.
She heads off.
All right, Nelson, I've updated the engineering. I've accounted for the elevation, but I still can't figure out the pipeline. The problem is actually getting enough pressure to get the salt water up here to the plant.
It almost seems impossible. I don't know how you get salt water up here without a tremendous amount of energy.
Yeah, well, let's just keep working. There has to be an answer. Science always has an answer.
Randy, it's good to have you back at the U.S. Geological Survey.
Thanks, Nelson. Oh, and hey, Nelson. Sorry about the whole weed thing.
That's okay, Randy.
Nelson heads off. On a tennis court, a player sits on a bench.
Hi, my name is Naomi Osaka, and I enjoy crypto just like I enjoy fresh piss on my organic greens.
A man pees on a salad, then hands it to her.
Fortune favors the brave. Fortune favors the brave.
Fortune favors the brave.
Fortune favors the brave.
Naomi Osaka's in. Are you in?
Go pee with PP Plus.
At PP's Urine World, children and parents stand in a urine spray ground.
Welcome to PP's Water Park, where the thrills and fun are all 100% urine. We hope you have a magical day, and if you need to use the restroom, just let it go in one of our many pools. Your pee will be collected and harvested for Denver's water supply. Go pee, Colorado.
Boy, oh boy, what a great day for a swim. Can't wait to hit that fresh pool.
Blackhawk, this is Brown Eye. I am in position.
Copy, Butters. Do you see the slide we're looking for?
That's a negative, Blackhawk. Got nothing here.
What about over by the funnel cakes, Eric?
Wearing a bikini top, Cartman looks around.
I don't see the slide that matches the one in the picture, Token.
I'm afraid this could be a dead end, guys. Wait. Oh, my God.
What?
There's a guy here who's just totally staring at my tits. Hey, do you mind, sir? My eyes are up here.
Eric, we're trying not to draw attention to ourselves.
Stop looking at my tits. Yes, you are.
Eric, do you...
These people are all staring at my fucking tits. They're such perverts.
Little boy, we're just a bit shocked to see that.
Yeah, because you're on the itty-bitty titty committee, bitch.
Just focus on the fucking plan, Eric.
Hey, fellas, I think I got it.
I found the slide where the photo was taken. And there's some kind of bunker entrance right next to it.
Butters lowers his gaze from the slide to an employee-only area below. Harris pulls up to Credigree Weed. Linda opens the door.
Hello, ma'am. I'm sorry, but I need to speak with you about your husband.
She covers her mouth.
Is he dead?
Not yet, but he will be as soon as I can find him. Can I come in?
Inside.
Your husband is a very dangerous man. We now believe that he caused the whole drought to happen. Do you mind?
Yes.
Great.
He lights up a cigarette.
Now, obviously your husband had some kind of bigger business plan. He might have it all explained somewhere. Does your husband have a dick?
Of course my husband has a dick.
Well, I'd like to see it, if that's okay with you.
How am I supposed to show you when I don't even know where he is?
All right, if you want to be difficult, ma'am, that's fine. But you know where your husband is, and so does your little boy. I'm sure that you've both seen his deck, and I'm sure it's pretty massive.
Detective, my husband is a good man.
Well, I'm sure he was at one point, but then he started a streaming service and became the monster that he is today.
Okay, well, I think you should leave now.
All right, fine. But just so you know, when I find your husband, and I will find him, I'm gonna shoot him. And then I'll check out his deck later.
Cartman, Tolkien, and Butters head down the staircase beside the urine waterfall. They use their phones as flashlights as they descend.
This must be where all the pee is collected for PP's streaming service.
Sure is a lot of pee.
This place is massive. They had to have been working on this place for years.
Yeah, looks like someone's been planning on fucking my mom for a long time.
Everyone spread out and see what you can find.
What exactly are we looking for?
Documents, contracts, condoms, whatever you can find.
Get a picture of anything unusual. People would be very interested to see how far along this all is.
Hey, there's some little brown chocolates on the floor.
Butters follows the trail toward a pipe. He moves his flashlight, illuminating Chuck Chuck. She jumps on his head, then scurries away.
Whoa!
She hides behind a crate and knocks over a paint can. She startles.
It's okay. It's okay. We're not gonna hurt you.
Chuck, Chuck.
The boys gape at her.
The fuck is that?
What are you doing down here? Are you lost?
Chuck, Chuck.
She steps into view.
You guys, seriously, the fuck is that?
It's like a little bear pig.
They don't know you're down here, do they?
Chuck, Chuck.
Hey, stop right there!
Two security guards spot them. Chuck Chuck runs into a narrow tunnel. The boys go to follow her. The security guards lower a gate, blocking their path.
Yeah! We did it! We did it!
Tell the boss we caught him. We finally caught the little buggers that have been messing with the equipment down here.
The boys exchange worried looks. At a long dining table...
I'm Reese Witherspoon. I think crypto's a great idea, but there's one investment that's even smarter. That's why when my family's enjoying festive party games, we do it in pee.
Two men pee into a pool full of apples, then walk away. Reese plunges her face into the pool. She comes up for air, then vomits. She dunks her face again.
Reese Witherspoon is in our urine.
Go pee with PP Plus.
She vomits, then bobs again. In his home office, Randy works at a desk. Sharon enters.
Oh, hey, honey.
Any luck?
No. The plant is almost ready to go, and I still can't figure out how to get the salt water to it. The elevations are just too extreme. Hey, what are the kids doing?
They're just in their rooms, hanging out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How about we round them up and go take a nice walk or something?
You sure?
Yeah, I need a break, and they need a dad. Come on. Oh, hang on a second, it's Nelson. Hey, Nelson, how's it going up there?
Randy! Randy! The plant, it's all wrecked!
What are you talking about?
It was climate change, Randy. It ripped apart the watershed and took a huge shit in the conversion tanks.
No.
It just started tearing through people. But Randy, it seemed like it was looking for something. I'm scared it might have been looking for you.
Looking shaken, Randy lowers his phone. Leaves Russell outside his window.
Randy, what's going on?
He grabs a bat and heads out. She follows.
What's going on, Dad?
Take the kids to the basement and lock the door.
Randy, what are we...
Just do it, baby, please.
He steps outside with his bat raised. Steve stands behind him.
Randy, I'm not gonna hurt you.
What the fuck are you doing here?
I need your help, Randy. I can't go to the police.
Yeah, no shit, because you're a murderer.
I didn't kill anyone. Look, I know we've had our differences, but I need you to trust me right now.
I don't care about Credigree weed anymore. I just want to fix the drought.
You're not going to fix it, because PP controls everything.
PP?
He used the water commissioner to get us to start our streaming war against each other.
Randy lowers his bat.
No.
He used us, Randy. PP tried to have me killed, but some little beaver thing saved me. Please! My wife said Token and his friends went to look for me at the water park. Credigree and Tegrity have to work together!
Tegrity took over my life and completely ruined my character. Don't you get it? We aren't the ones who are ever gonna help anything. We're the ones who make everything worse.
Randy drops the bat and goes to his family. At the water park, Cartman's breast bounce as he tries to saw through the gate.
It's no use. We can't hack through the bars.
Hey. Hey there.
Chuck-Chuck steps out from behind a boulder.
Chuck-Chuck.
Hey. Are you down here looking for your dad? I'm looking for my dad, too.
Oh, God, that's so cheesy.
Tolkien glares at Cartman.
You don't have to be afraid of people. I can tell you why.
Chuck-Chuck runs in a circle, then poops.
Chuck-Chuck!
Yes, good, Token. I think you're starting to reason with it.
She runs away. Pee-Pee and his security guards approach.
So, you're the little sabotages have been messing with my staff, huh?
No, we actually just got here recently, sir.
Where is my dad?
Your dad? Oh, you the boys are the maker of the little boats, huh, no? Oh, you help a peepee so much. You probably made a lot of money, huh?
We didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah, well, who does, huh? That's doing business in America. You just get in, fuck everything up, pay people money you don't have, and try to get a bigger market evaluation, yes?
So you sped up climate change and then you fucked my mom, is that it?
Scusi?
No, see, what he did was he paid people too much money while actually devaluing the artists, creating a streaming business that was driving content instead of content driving the business. So now he's got a huge company, but all he's delivering is piss.
And now I'm about to have the only streaming service in the world. You see, I have all the celebrities here. Everybody to be in one big final Comanche together. And when that Comanche goes out, everybody gonna wanna invest in a peepee. And you boys, well, I'm afraid you might meet up with a little accident, eh? The peepee gonna come down and it gonna wash you boys away down the drain. Come on, we gotta make it a Comanche.
Pee-Pee and his henchmen head off. In his kitchen, Randy sits alone. He looks thoughtful. His family approaches.
I'm sorry, guys. I got played.
We all got played, Dad. The whole state.
I really thought I could make a difference this time.
Well, you can't, Randy. But there is someone who can. Somebody who can go down to that water park and demand to be heard.
We need Karen back, Dad.
What? No. No!
You have to, Dad. Karen's the only one that can get past security and insist to see the management.
Karen is gone, okay? I'm never going back.
Then PP does win. And we all go without fresh water for the rest of our lives. Come on, Karen, please. My friends are down there.
It doesn't work like that. I didn't just become Karen overnight. First I smoked weed, then I smoked too much weed, then I started a weed farm, and then I got entitled and did everything I could to protect it.
He heads to the door and stares out the window.
But the weed is all gone now.
Not all of it.
Randy gawks at Sharon. She walks across the kitchen and takes out a jar labeled Mom's jar. She pulls out a container of weed.
The Thanksgiving Day special? You saved this? I made this like 3 years ago.
Yeah, I think it's the best special you ever made.
He steps away from his family. He faces them.
If I smoke this, I won't remember any of you. It will be like none of the past few days ever happened.
We have to have water, Karen.
Randy heads to the barn. Inside, he sets the Thanksgiving special on the table. he sprinkles marijuana into a rolling paper. Shirtless, he lights the joint. Randy exhales a puff of smoke. He imagines a purple mist gathering around him as he creates rings of glowing energy with his hands. His family watches through the window as he flails his arms clumsily.
What the hell is he doing?
He looks ridiculous. Just let him do it, kids.
Randy imagines levitating and growing extra arms. A moving view heads toward the barn door. Randy comes out, enshrouded in smoke.
Where have you been?
Someone's been fucking with my integrity.
Yeah! On a film set at the water park.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for coming to be a part of filming my new Comanche. This is gonna be the best Comanche we ever make.
All the celebrities wait in a urine pool.
Okay, now everyone look like you're having fun. Background action and action Matt Damon.
Hi, I'm Matt Damon. Me and all my Hollywood friends have a little secret to share.
We love being in P. Are you in?
Okay, that's good, that's good. Now you all play in the pee a little bit. You're laughing, you're having fun, you splash the pee on each other. Good, good, you love the pee. Now maybe Matt Damon, you splash a pee on a Reese Witherspoon. And then a Reese, the pee make you so happy that you cry.
I cry?
Yes, a Reese, you're so happy in the pee and make you cry. And when you cry the pee.
I can't cry pee.
Oh, come on, Reese. You slut yourself out for crypto, now just be a slut for pee-pee. Go on, cry, Reese. You're all a bunch of sellouts. Cry for the Comanche. Come on, cry.
Outside, people approach the water park.
I'm sorry, folks. The water park is closed for a commercial shoot. We'll let you know as soon as we get things back open again.
Randy's car speeds wildly into view. He crashes into a parked car, then gets out of his own.
It's Karen!
I want in your water park right now! The park's closed. They're filming a commercial.
I want to speak to your manager!
A shockwave knocks them all backward. He enters the park.
Good, good. And now, Larry David, you come up with the pee in your mouth.
Larry surfaces.
And then you just spit the pee on the Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth vomits. People run through the park.
There you are! What's going on? You want to tell me what the fuck is going on?
Excuse me, who let you in?
I let myself in, because it's a free country, and I'll stand where I fucking want.
Get him out of here.
Don't you fucking touch me! Don't any of you fucking touch me!
Okay, we obviously have a bit of a Karen here.
You can call me Karen all you fucking want, motherfucker! Why don't you tell everyone what you've been doing? I want to speak to someone in charge! No, because clearly you're not in charge!
What's going on up there?
What the fuck you're doing, do you?
A lifeguard holds a gun.
Hello? Who's there? Who's there? God damn it, I'm the fucking lifeguard!
Pig Bear Girl approaches him from behind and whacks him with a rock. He falls over.
Whoa.
No, you all need to get a life! I'm not wasted, you're wasted!
Okay, fine. If you don't leave, I'm gonna call the police.
Fucking do it! Fucking call the police! Bring them right here! Why don't you go back to your own fucking country?
Hey, whoa.
Tom, it looks like after several days of nothing, a new Karen video has finally appeared on the internet. A live stream caught Karen spewing the usual entitled hateful bullshit, and more viewers are tuning in. You probably don't even have a fucking green card, do you?
Okay, but please leave, okay?
No, you leave. I'm an American. I pay taxes.
Okay, please leave.
No, you're a piece of shit who started the streaming wars on purpose.
to cause the drought! Okay, that's it. Everybody, we'll stop for the disturbances.
Yeah, and then you pay celebrities to get people invest in your dumb shit, because you know it's fucking dumb!
The celebrities remain in the pee pool.
Somebody get this Karen out of my face!
Man Bear Pig rushes through the sparse crowd.
Oh, you fucked now, Karen. Oh, look out! Man Bear Pig!
Man Bear Pig flips the table over.
Dad? Dad! Dad, you're okay!
Tolkien! Tolkien!
Tolkien and Steve run to each other. Steve lifts Tolkien into the air, then embraces him tightly. Butters and Cartman run forward. A close view shows Cartman's breasts bouncing.
Where did you come from?
We were busted out by our new friend. It's okay, you can come out.
Pig Bear Girl peers out from behind a structure. She walks into view, and Chuck Chuck follows.
Chuck Chuck.
What the fuck is that thing?
I think I can explain it all. You see, for Pee-Pee's plan to work, he needed to control climate change. And the only way to control anything is by fucking its mouth. But what Pee-Pee didn't count on was that a child will stop at nothing to find out who is fucking their mom.
Man Bear Pig hugs his family.
Chuck Chuck.
He and Pig Bear Girl face Pee-Pee.
You see? I keep him safe, huh? Oh, hold on a minute, Man Bear Beachy. We have a great team, no? You don't want to hurt a Pee-Pee. Look at everything we done.
Pee-Pee runs away, and Man Bear Pig pursues him. Pee-Pee runs upstairs, and Man Bear Pig follows. They stand on a water slide platform.
I give you half of the company, huh? What do you say, Man Bear Beachy? We can own the only streaming service in the world, together!
Man Bear Pig decapitates Pee-Pee, then drops his body onto the slide.
It's over! We did it!
We did it, Dad!
Randy, thank you so much! Randy, what are you staring at?
He stares at Cartman.
Now, here we go again.
No. Wait.
He fondles Cartman's breasts.
Mr. March, my eyes are... Dude!
How to get salt water to the desalinization plant. Salt water. Saline. Saline in the plant. Saline implant. Holy fuck!
At the mountaintop USGS lab, Harris addresses a crowd.
Today, we try for a new beginning. You know, in police work, we don't always get it right. I wanted a deck in my hand so bad that I didn't care whose deck it was. But I'm happy to be standing here now with our new test subject.
Thank you. I just want to say to my mom, Mom, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I can't always be the son that you need. Because right now, you need a son that can stay firm and teach you a lesson. But unfortunately, duty calls. I'm ready.
He steps to the side of the stage and exposes his bare breasts. Neil places pumps on Cartman's nipples.
Okay, hit it.
A man pushes a lever. The pump sucks the saline from Cartman's breasts.
Okay, it works. Bring in the rest.
A large group of surgically enhanced women walk through the gate. The line of women with breast implants extends toward the horizon. One by one, they line up to have the saline sucked out of their breasts. The saline emerges from a tube and starts to fill a reservoir. Glimpses show women emptying their breasts.
We got Matt Damon to tell every woman with fake tits to be brave.
Look at all of them.
As water flows through a tube, more women make their way up the mountain.
It's working!
Hey, everybody, look!
Harris, the Blacks, and a few others join Butters. They watch Man Bear Pig and his family head to the woods.
Man Bear Pig is leaving with Pig Bear Girl and Chuck Chuck.
Chuck Chuck!
The family heads past the tree line.
Hey, wait. If that little thing is gonna be climate change someday, shouldn't we, like, kill it?
I think what we should do is try to reach out to it, see what it needs, and see if it can be different from its father.
Yeah, but that all sounds really hard. We have enough water for the summer now. Fuck it! Let's smoke some weed!
The crowd mingles. A man and woman kiss. Water flows from tubes in the mountain. Executive producers, Trey Parker, Matt Stone. Executive producer, Ann Garofino. Written and directed by Trey Parker. Executive producer, Frank C. Agnon II. Producers, Eric Stowe, Bruce Howell, Adrian Beard. Producer, Vernon Chapman. Created by Trey Parker, Matt Stone. Audio description created by the Media Access Group at WGBH for Paramount Plus. A logo, MTV Entertainment Studios, a Viacom CBS company.